Thank you so much for connecting in today to our February Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering for Parkinson's Recovery members. And also, thank you so much for your support of Parkinson's Recovery. Your contributions helps to subsidize the many, many free services that we offer to our global audience. I have one question that was submitted that I want to read and respond to. I then have an overview that I'm going to provide that really summarizes the work that I've been doing, actually not only in just February, but for the last 3 months. And then, of course, as is our custom, we'll open up here our gathering to anyone who wants to connect with me and talk, suggest topics, ask questions, or do whatever we need to do. For those of you that are connecting in, you can always write into the chat room any topics that you would like for me to expand on or others, or any questions that you would like for me to address. So be sure to type that into the chat room. Let me now first read the question that was submitted from Isabel. Looking forward to tomorrow's call. Of course, that was submitted in an email yesterday. Was wondering if you have heard of others taking astaxanthin. Thank you for suggestions about ankle pain. Your suggestions made a real difference for me. Well, thank you, Isabel. That's really wonderful to hear. That was a question that she had submitted during a previous Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. For this particular antioxidant, now it's spelled A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. It is a natural antioxidant, natural anti-inflammatory. The source of the nutrients that you find in this are from marine life. One of the best natural sources to obtain this anti-inflammatory would be eating wild salmon. It also comes in crabs as well as shrimp. Those can have some toxins in them. I think really the best source if you want to do an infusion of this natural anti-inflammatory through your diet would be to do the wild salmon, not the farm salmon. Some of you may not be aware, but here in Washington State, the farm salmon industry was outlawed. Nobody now can have a farm salmon industry in Washington. The problem was that it was a breeding ground of bacterial infections, and then the farm salmon were infecting the ocean salmon. So the problem with that is that it really can have quite a few harmful bacteria in them. They're called Atlantic salmon in your grocery stores. So be sure to do the wild salmon, not the Atlantic salmon. So have I heard of others? My answer for you, Isabel, is no, not specifically that natural antioxidant. For those of you that have connected in today to our program, if you're taking that or if you know of anyone else who is taking that and have some reports for us, please type it into the chat room or let us all know. We'd greatly appreciate it. My own reaction is it seems to me, based on my review of the evidence for this, is that it's a natural anti-inflammatory, which is the source of really all illness and disease. It's a natural antioxidant. Certainly would never do any harm, and the expectation would be improvement on some level. So it seems to me that among the many, many, many options out there, the many antioxidants, this is certainly one to put on your list for consideration. And Isabel, thank you for submitting your question. I love to think about the question and ask myself, okay, how might I provide a response that would be helpful? Now I will shift to a discussion of the work that I have been doing over the past 3 months, and more specifically, intensively over the last month. And as a heads up, all of this work has culminated in an offering for those of you out there who want to learn how to have a successful journey down the road to recovery in a new course. The title of the course is The Future of Medicine. Enrollment is free tuition, so no requirement to pay anything to subscribe to my new course. You may be thinking, future of medicine. Well, okay, that's great. That's pretty theoretical. What I really need now is some information that will help me now, not 20 years from now. I want everybody to know that the future of medicine is here today. It's here now. And what I am describing for members of my audience is the reality that there's now ongoing a huge shift from the way medicine has been practiced over the recent century and decades to how medicine will be practiced today, now, and in the coming years. The primary approach, of course, for suppressing symptoms has been prescription medicines, and that's going to be clearly will continue in the future, but that will be less and less the modality that will be drawing people as an option to embrace. I want to make one comment before I provide to you an overview of what I see to be the components of a successful recovery program. I have been talking now to over 1,000 individuals at least who experience symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And like you, I, when I have a symptom, want the symptom to be addressed. I want the symptom to be suppressed. I don't do the prescription medicines, but I'm always open to any other kind of natural approach. And so the emphasis really in terms of healing for me, especially if the symptom is really problematic, is I want that symptom to be gone, period. And I know from talking to so many of you that, of course, that's your really reaction too. The focus then for almost everybody is to say, okay, I have this tremor. This is driving me crazy. What can I do so that when I wake up tomorrow, it's not going to be driving me crazy like it was driving me crazy yesterday? And of course, we can make that very same comment about any symptom, whether it's a mobility challenge, whether it's a digestive challenge, whether it's a mental problem, whatever the symptom is, we want to say to ourselves, okay, let's get a quick fix to that. Because of this urgency to suppress symptoms, what everyone is looking for, and I'm raising my hand too, is something that will solve the problem right now. Many people will launch a set of therapies that really, in the long run, will succeed quite beautifully, but they're long-run therapies. And by that, I mean, you have to keep doing them. You got to devote some time every day. And when you do, eventually the body really begins to come back into balance and symptoms will eventually resolve. The key then is to ask the question, okay, so what I need to do is to support my body's ability to heal. Once I make the decisions on the therapies that I'm going to embrace, I really have to stick with them. I can't expect that I'll start doing the therapy and in a week or 2 weeks, all of a sudden I'll be good to go. Now, another kind of a theme I hear from a lot of people is the following. A person will be talking with me and they'll ask the question, well, I really want to know if something is working, so I'm just going to try one therapy at a time. I'll give it a chance for 2 or 3 weeks, see if it helps. If it doesn't, I'm going to drop it and I'm going to then try something else. I want everybody to know that, of course, that's something that you might want to pursue because that makes you a research subject of one. When I talk and interview and collect information from people who've had successful journeys down the road to recovery, they are embracing a combination of therapies, not just one, but a combination of therapies. What are those therapies? What are people doing that are having a successful recovery? Now, that's what's inspired really the content that I have put into the Future of Medicine online course. Please register for the course. I think you'll find some ideas there that will knock the socks off, so to speak. What then are the fundamental needs the body has to be able to come back into balance? So these are the fundamentals. This is what everybody needs. So you have to do something about each of these or else you're going to have a program of recovery that gets obstructed and roadblocked. So what I want to do is to go down these basic foundational needs of the body explain why I've designed the Future of Medicine course as I have, and to explain very specifically what I'm suggesting is something you can consider embracing into your recovery program. So what I'm going to say to you is probably going to say to you, oh, of course, everybody knows that. Well, right, but as we age, we need to provide extra support to the body. I just shot a video, and I actually just uploaded it before we began the program today onto the Future of Medicine course, and what I'm talking about is what I do to stay healthy. And the surprise is that when we think about hydration, everybody can say, yeah, well, I drink a lot of water. That's not an issue. It may be hydration is an issue, and I can say for everyone as we age, it will become more problematic because the system that the body sets to distribute water to the cells begins to atrophy over time. It begins to deteriorate, so we have to reset that system. What do I do to hydrate my body? Now, there are other options, and I talk about some of these other options, of course, in a number of the online courses that I offer. But what I do is I take something called the AQUAS, A-Q-U-A-S. I learned about these when I attended a workshop by naturopath John Coleman, who is from Australia, but he happened to be visiting Washington. So Deborah and I attended a three-day seminar that John sponsored. And he spent quite a bit of that 3 days talking about the value of the AQUAS. It's a remedy, a homeopathic remedy that resets the body's ability to trigger thirst and also distribute water to the cells. I thought to myself, well, this sounds like something we need to do. And so Deborah and I both bought some, she for women, me for men. We began taking it and realized John was right. So we've been taking the AQUAS ever since. So that's what I do. That's what Deborah does to make sure that our cells are adequately hydrated. If there's not enough fluid that gets to the cells, and we have billions of cells, those cells are going to be compromised. I mean, when they get a toxic distribution of heavy metals or pesticides or EMFs or whatever it might be, if there's no fluid that gets to the cells, then that cell is going to die pretty quickly or it's going to be pretty sick. So the first, I think, important foundational property that I have embraced over the last years has been hydration. And again, the choice that I've used is to do this homeopathic remedy called the AQUAS. Okay, what's second? The second, and you're going to say to yourself, well, yeah, everybody knows that, oxygen. The body needs oxygen or else we're going to eventually find we're going to have troubling symptoms. So we can breathe better. That's certainly one way we can get better oxygen. And as I just said about the hydration in the courses here that I've mounted for you as members and my global audience, I do talk about various ways to make sure that you breathe better and get better oxygen into the cells of your body. The therapy that I have embraced enthusiastically is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. That's one of the sections in the Future of Medicine course. The challenge that we all have as we age is that the capillaries that distribute blood to the cells begin to narrow, they begin to thicken, the blood flow circulation gets obstructed. It's just a natural consequence of aging. A lot of people think that most of the circulation is sent through the veins and the arteries. We've all seen an anatomy chart that shows where all of those big veins and arteries are located. That, as it turns out, is only 25% of the circulation in the body. Most of it is through these tiny, tiny, tiny little passageways called capillaries. Some of these passageways are so small that they will only allow the diameter of one cell to pass through. As we age, some of those all of a sudden harden and they shut down. Other of these capillaries have a diameter that is the equivalent of the diameter of a hair. That's a much larger capillary. Now, we've got all sorts of these little capillaries throughout our body that need to be expanded so that the blood will circulate a little bit better. The research shows that the PEMF therapy is the winner when it comes to oxygenating the body. Yes, a hyperbaric chamber will do the same thing, but actually not as effectively and successfully as will the PEMF therapy. The hyperbaric chamber therapies can be extremely expensive. You can get 10 sessions for $20,000. And of course, you have to go to a clinic and you're having to get all sorts of exposure to whatever might be present in terms of viruses in the clinic setting. The specific PEMF therapy that I use, that I bought, that I think is the outstanding choice is called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. In the course, I actually give a demonstration of the Beamer, how I actually use it. Now, in the course, I also want to make clear that I don't want anybody to be purchasing the Beamer yet. They just received FDA approval. It's the only PEMF device out there on the market that now has FDA Class 2 approval. Now, if you have a Class 1 approval, which they have had in the past, that just means that the device won't do any harm. But when you've got a Class 2, it means that it's specifically authorized for the treatment of certain conditions. So they have a listing of the conditions that it's been approved for. It has to do with pain, arthritic problems, et cetera, et cetera. But it means that now the company can sell and produce this device here in the United States. It's been used extensively in Europe for many years, over 20 years. And so there are, I think somebody told me, over 1 million units used in clinics and homes and residences and businesses in Europe. It's very new to the United States. So that's the therapy I use. And I would recommend that what that does is, using it every day, I take 20 minutes out of every day of mine to get my Beamer treatment. What it does is it opens up the capillaries. It makes sure that the distribution is what it needs to be for the nutrition to be delivered to the cells so that they will thrive. And second of all, for the waste products to be removed. Just think about it. When a cell gets waste products, how in the world are you going to remove the waste products unless there is some fluid, some circulation that gets access to that cell? So that's the magic of the Beamer. There are hundreds and hundreds now of studies that show what that can do for all sorts of kind of challenges and symptoms. So that's a winner as far as I am concerned. And I want to suggest that you be sure and look at that section of the course and learn more about PEMF. As a therapy that, again, places oxygen into your cells. All right, what's the third issue that I address? And this is, for me, a decision that I want to live not only a long life, but I want to live a life where I'm not plagued by illness and symptoms and disease. I want to be healthy. I want to have a vibrant life. And so the third challenge turns out to be the difficulty of having mental clarity that also begins to decline. Now, I've noticed that in myself, and what I've then searched for is, why is this and what can I do about it? The problem, of course, is that as we age, there's all sorts of gunk and debris that collects into our brains, okay? I know those are not scientific words, but that's my best description of, I think, what happens. We've got a direct connection from our gut to our brain. When we eat food that's toxic or has some kind of bacterial infections, guess what? That just leaks up into our brain. So we've got all sorts of challenges that our body has to address that happens to be deposited in our brain and also in our heart, which, by the way, is also a brain. How do you cleanse out all of that debris in order to be able to maintain your ability to remember, what did I do a week ago? What's the name of this person I just talked with? What's the name of this therapy? For me, there's so much to know and remember that I really do have to be sharp. Now, so the problem is that as we age, the challenge with our mental capabilities does decline. How do we keep that sharp? Well, what I have focused on, what I do every other day, is a therapy called photobiomodulation. Now, it's a light therapy, and it is designed not only to address problems with mental clarity and dementia, but rather it creates an energetic infusion into the mitochondria of the cells. So it can be a very powerful, very successful therapy for lots of different reasons. I think if when I look at the research, the one huge and compelling influence of photobiomodulation is that it really is able to help reverse some issues of dementia and problems with mental clarity. If a person is very advanced with this, chances are the results are not going to be good as if you begin to start when you just notice a little slippage here and there. So I do the photobiomodulation therapy at least 5 days a week. It does take 20 minutes, so I do have to take some time to put on the device. There's a little clip that I put into my nose, and then there's a little device that I put onto my head. I sit, and I meditate for that 20 minutes. Now, in the actual website that describes this device, they show people reading books and doing other kinds of activities. I really can't do anything when I'm getting the therapy. I just have to sit and I meditate. So that's 20 minutes that I take. And again, that's at least 5 days every single week. All right. What else is there? Now, in the Future of Medicine course, what I've also developed is some information about other therapies that will instill frequencies that are missing in your human energy field. What causes disease is that we don't have the frequencies that we need in order to be able to heal, to come back into balance. So, of course, the focus of the course is pretty much on frequencies, and everything I've talked about so far really is all about frequencies as well. How do you instill missing frequencies, and why do we have missing frequencies? Well, this is going to sound pretty familiar to you. Why is it that a symptom might be all of a sudden flaring in my face? Well, it may be that I've got a thought form that I just can't ditch, that I can't let go. Maybe that thought form is, oh, I'm just not doing enough in my life to help others, or I'm doing too much, or there's something wrong with me. In other words, I could have some thoughts that are limiting thoughts. Or, of course, for many people, the thought that really is a showstopper when it comes to recovery is, oh, yeah, well, everybody says I'm going to be worse and worse every year. Last year I didn't get that much worse, just a little bit. So maybe this year, you know, it won't be too bad. Maybe I'll get just a little bit worse again. In other words, that thought is, as I should say, it's a showstopper. I'm sorry, you're never going to get well. If you hold the belief that this condition is inevitably going to deteriorate, then that's what's going to happen, period. I don't care what antioxidants you take. I don't care what therapies you pursue. So what happens is we carry those types of thoughts. We're resonating on frequencies that are not in our best and highest good. So we've got to infuse our energy field with the frequencies that will enable us to more effectively ditch and dump those kinds of thought forms. Now, that's not the only reason why we have frequencies that are missing in our body that we need to heal. The other big reason for persons with Parkinson's is trauma. When we have trauma, I'm telling you right now, that really distorts the frequencies that our body needs to heal. So we have to release the trauma. There are many therapies. I talk about many of these in the courses that are marvelous, that are wonderful. And yet there can still be in our energy field a difficulty of having missing frequencies. And so there's some therapies out there that have just emerged that I have embraced that enable me not only to do the therapies that I know that are helpful, like breath work, which is a marvelous therapy for being able to get rid of the residue of the trauma that's trapped at the cellular level, but rather a therapy that enables you just to ensure that I'm infusing my energy field with the therapies that I need to be able to stay back into perfect harmony and balance. Now, one of those is called the Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. It's a device that, again, it sends frequencies into the body of the frequencies that we need for healing. It's very new to the United States. They've really just created a presence, and I think their headquarters is in Florida. It's a German invention, so this particular device has been in Germany for a while and throughout Europe. It's now just being introduced into the United States. I seized the opportunity about 6 months ago when they had a limited few-week offer to get this great upgrade on a Healy. I got that. I started using it. And then here in the last couple of weeks, I've upgraded to their top level, which is called Resonance. I've been using that. And all I have to say is I'm going to use that for the rest of my life. I think it's a wonderful way, again, to be able to infuse my body with the frequencies that my body needs. So I provide some explanation of what that therapy is all about. And as a side note, for those of you that may be called out to pursue that therapy as I have been pursuing it, there is a worldwide wonderful offer for all countries, but I think specifically they're doing it for the United States, where you can get an automatic upgrade for purchasing the initial level of the Healy, which cost only about $500. It's a lifetime, so that when they update the programs, you don't have to pay additional money to be able to get the upgrades of the programs. So it's really, as it turns out, I think an excellent opportunity. And then I also upgraded to the top level during this promotion period. So now I have the Resonance, and the total cost of that was only about $1,000. So the way I look at it is, well, that's a lot of money for me to spend from a person who doesn't have money at all. And yet, if you think about using that kind of therapy over the long run, over the coming years after year, the cost per day is cents. Now, another therapy that is going to be introduced on the program that I'll be working on this week is called bioacoustic therapy. That's also a way to infuse frequencies into your energy field. That's a really marvelous therapy that I've been learning about and discovering here over the last 10 years. Sherry Edwards is the pioneer in bioacoustic therapy. It's a sound therapy. She does something interesting. She takes a profile of our voice. She can tell by analyzing the frequencies that are emitted by just our voice where the deficiencies in frequencies are and what frequencies our body needs to be able to come back into balance. It's a fascinating energy, and what she explains is that she can then program the frequencies that our body needs. We can listen to those over a nighttime. They're just a sort of a hum, just like a refrigerator might sound when it's humming. And then as our body begins to get the infusion of those frequencies that are missing and that our body needs, our body will begin to actually produce those frequencies. So we don't need to listen to the frequencies over and over again, and they will need to be updated. So I'll have some explanation in the course about that therapy. They have all sorts of free resources on their website, so I'm going to explain more specifically how you can do your own analysis at very little cost, if any whatsoever. And then finally, I've made a contact with a company that actually produces a device that's called Tesla Energy, of all things. That's also a frequency energy. So I'm going to be interviewing the researcher, the medical doctor, who is the founder, the inventor, the creator of that, as I understand it. And he's going to explain the usefulness of this. Particularly, he has some information for persons experiencing Parkinson's, of all things. So the staff is now working on setting up the, as you can well imagine, the need for the show setup. We've got a description on the radio show page, as many of you are aware. So it takes some time for the staff to be able to write up and to provide the information and input I need to be able to do the interview. I'm hopeful we'll be able to actually air that show next week. And we'll be able to then take that information and put it into the Future of Medicine course. Again, if you just joined us, please register for the free Future of Medicine course. This is for you. This is what your monthly $10 are contributing toward, to be able to provide this information and support for you. And I think in the course, what's exciting is to realize, wow, that's exciting. It's like if we continue how we have been continuing with addressing symptoms that are neurologically orient or have a neurological origin, we're not going to get anywhere. I mean, think about it. The one medicine that really has proved to be the one medicine that helps some people, certainly, but not all, is called Sentiment. When was Sentiment developed? 1960s. That's a long time ago. What else has come down the pike in terms of medicines? I'm sorry, but they've certainly done a lot of things, and some of them helped some people a little bit, but nothing that really has provided a resounding success for a vast majority of people. So pursuing that as a set of solutions is not going to solve the challenges that people with neurological challenges confront. But what I've just described, these infusions of frequencies, that's where the future is at, and that's what I describe in the course. And I also want to say here, by way of concluding my brief presentation, that the course is entitled The Future of Medicine, but don't think for a minute we're talking about a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. The future is now. We're talking today, because we've got some therapies out there that are really totally exciting. So in the course, I go through a rather extensive and specific explanation of the therapies that I use to address each of these four basic areas: the hydration, the oxygen, the mental clarity, and then finally the instilling frequencies that our body needs. And I've got a very specific description of what I do personally to maintain my health and wellness. So these are just options. As you see the presentations, you may already have something that's working quite well for you, or you may have some other options as you feel like you're more called out to pursue. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew, all of you, what I was specifically doing to address my challenges. So now I want to stop. And I've given you now my overview of the work that I've been doing. As many of you may or may not be aware, I've been spending a lot of time updating the courses that I've been creating for you online. So we have now a number of courses, and of course, those require continual updates and then obviously responding to the questions of the students. We've got a course on what really matters, where we cover all sorts of therapies that are succeeding for people. We've got a course on taming tremors that specifically address the symptoms that do, in fact, do just what the course says. They tame the tremors. We've got a course on shutting down anxiety, which, of course, is at the foundation of when symptoms get worse. Why are symptoms worse? Chances are you're stressed and you're anxious for lots of logical and visible reasons. And then we've got a course on rock-solid walking, where we enable people to be able to see how they can come back into full balance when they move from point A to point B. And then finally, we've got a course that is called Giant Leap for Recovery. And there I'm introducing all these natural steps that you can take, small little steps, changes that you can take and how you're living your life from moment to moment. Not to take a lot of time at all. Some of them only seconds, some of them just minutes. Some of them I'm suggesting it'll free up a lot of time for you. Those are suggestions for being able to provide the support your body needs to be able to come back into balance. So I'm just saying, in sort of a long roundabout way, there's a little tuition for all of those courses. Members get 50% discount. So if you want to register for any of them, you can claim that discount. And of course, that information is readily available on the What's Up Robert page for members. So now, let me stop, and I'm going to check the chat room section. I don't see anybody who's written any topics or questions that you want us to address. Let me also now go into the page here where people have called in. And here's what I'd like to do for this support group gathering. If you'd like to be able to connect in and have a conversation with me, what you need to do right now is to press *2, the number 2 on your phone. And I'd really love to be able to talk and have a conversation with you right now. I found that if I just connect into everybody who's called in, some of you are here just to listen, and you're listening on your phone. You really didn't want to talk. So I don't want to stress out anybody with saying, oh, hello, how are you? What's up? What can we talk about today? So if you'd like to be able to talk with me right now, then what you need to do on your phone, if you're listening here through your phone, and if you've called in, just press *2, the number 2, and I'll open your line up and we'll have a conversation. And then for those of you that are connecting through the website, and I see a number of you have done just that, you do have to call in to the phone number that's listed there on the connection page for us to be able to have a conversation. But you can, in the chat room, you can also just type in a topic, a subject that you want us to discuss, or a question that you'd like for us to address. So just use the chat room to be able to let me know, well, what do you really want to address. And so just as a filler here, as I'm waiting to see who would like to be able to connect in, I just want everybody to know that the purpose and the intent and the goal of Parkinson's recovery is to provide focused support and resources to those of you out there that are exploring ways to reverse whatever symptoms you currently experience. There's a lot involved. There's no simple solutions. There are people out there that say, oh, we're going to search for a cure, C-U-R-E. And so you'll have medical people, researchers who are saying, oh, we can find the answer to this, and we're going to have some pill or some kind of magical solution. And it could be something involving vibration. Well, I really laud and applaud people who are pursuing a path of trying to find some therapies that will help people get relief from their symptoms. However, what I can tell you, and again, I've been at this for 20 years, is a cure, single-minded cure, will never happen. And the reason is really quite logical. The factors that cause these symptoms are multifaceted. There's not just one reason why people confront these neurological challenges. I realize that if you go on to a lot of these websites, they will hammer the idea that the only reason why you are confronting neurological challenges is because you have a dopamine deficiency. And so the idea is all we need to do is to fill your body with more dopamine, which is not directly dopamine, but rather L-dopa. You're going to get, you know, great. Your symptoms are going to be good to go and your life is going to be in full force ahead. My research reveals that dopamine itself does account for some symptoms, and for some people, it is the primary issue, but we're talking about a small minority of individuals. If you look at the research, there is compelling, I'm going to say that word again, compelling evidence that toxins are at the top of the list, and trauma as to why people are confronting these neurological challenges. So step back and think about it a minute. Researchers are trying to say, well, what can we put into your body that will fix the problem, when one of the steps that needs to be taken is get the bad stuff out of your body? Until you do that, you're certainly not going to have much of a success on your journey down the road to recovery. Well, how do you get the bad stuff out? A lot of people that I've talked to will tell me, oh, they've been working with their doctor for a year and a half. Their doctor, and their doctors are really excellent resources. They've given them all sorts of chelation protocols and herbal supplements that are all detoxing substances. They didn't do follow-up tests to see, okay, what's the residue of toxins in their body? And they are getting results, but the toxins are still there. Their symptoms are still problematic. And so when I interview people and I say, well, okay, so you're doing all these detoxes, are you feeling better? Oftentimes the answer is, well, maybe a little bit, but I tell you, I'm still having serious problems. Well, why is that? Go back to my overview of what the body needs to be able to heal. Is the person adequately hydrated? It may be. If they're not, there's no way that those waste products and those toxins will ever be able to be eliminated. They're going to be stuck in their tissues forever. Number two, is there enough oxygen that's getting to the cells? A lot of the reasons people have problematic problems with getting rid of the toxic residues in their body is there's no oxygen that gets to the cells. There's no way that that waste can be removed until that actually happens. That's why I'm recommending the PEMF. And for other people, of course, the problem is that they launch a program that's clear to them today. They get something in the mail, or they are beginning to work with a practitioner, and then they can't quite remember, well, why am I doing this and why is this supposed to help? So it's important to be able to sustain mental clarity so you're really clear about what's the reason why you're doing what you're doing to be able to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. And then finally, one of the biggest challenges has always been to be able to release all of those frequencies that are the dark energies that are pulling you down in terms of your life force, and then to infuse your energy field with the frequencies that are life-giving. And that's been done in a lot of these body therapies by hand, by people, and it will continue to be done that way. It's a therapy that's used in cranial sacral therapy, in the Reiki therapy, and just basic energy healing. There are lots of different technologies out there. And what's happening is the people doing the therapy for you are creating or generating themselves the therapies that you need to be trained to in order to be able to have an infusion of, again, those frequencies that are missing and that are a reason why your body is not able to maintain balance and harmony. So the exciting news, and the reason why I suddenly was inspired to do the Future of Medicine course for all of you, is that the Healy was introduced to the United States. Again, it's brand new. I started using it and I thought, wow, this is so neat. This is so incredible that we finally have a technology that not only reads our energy field, which is what this device does, it reads the frequencies that are being emitted in our energy field, it identifies the frequencies that we need, and then sends them back to us. Now, how much better does it get than that? And, of course, the bioacoustic therapy, the sound therapy, is another way to emit frequencies into the body, to infuse frequencies into the body. So the bioacoustic therapy is also a powerful way to infuse the frequencies that are missing in our body. So in summary, in the course, you're going to see the coverage of all four of those basic areas, and I will be developing the bioacoustic section of the course here this next week. Hopefully, we'll have an interview with the developer of the Tesla Energy, and we'll be able to mount that section of the course up in the next couple of weeks. There is a new section that is posted every 5 days in the course, so it gives you a chance to see what's in the existing section, and then what we do is we post the next section for you to consider. So it may be that these particular recommendations that I'm making, that I'm using, are not calling out to you, but what I would say is the following. You do need to address these four basic areas somehow. So maybe in terms of infusing frequencies, it's to be able to get regular body work, like through Reiki, not only receiving it, but maybe giving it. In terms of mental clarity, yes, you really need to address the problems of mental clarity and dementia. The one therapy, again, I know of that the research indicates is going to be really wonderfully successful for people, and that's the photobiomodulation. To be able to infuse oxygen to the cells, the PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field therapy, I think is a winner. I would say, too, about that I don't think I actually put in the course, is the only one, if you're going to do that and make the decision that you want to make sure that the capillaries are having a free flow of blood that gets to the cells, the only therapy that I really want to recommend that you consider is the Beamer. Again, it's the only now FDA-approved therapy. Hundreds of studies. You look at some of the other competitors, and they sell some devices that cost less. What I can tell you about some of these other companies is they don't have integrity. The Beamer does. And what the Beamer has also now done is they've got a rent-to-own program. They're going to be sending out some details on that soon. So you'll be able to much more affordably begin using it and pay for it over a period of time. They also have some I guess, programs where you can pay some interest on the purchases. I think the rent-to-own is probably the best option of all. And again, I'd like to say the Beamer, I guess the cost that they're talking about still is what I paid for. It is about $6,000. That was a lot of money for me to spend. I put it on a credit card that had free interest for 6 months. And I bought it years ago. I'm just now paying off my credit card. So that probably wasn't the best decision. But I think the value of something like this PEMF therapy or the photobiomodulation therapy is, yes, the cost initially is more than just purchasing a supplement, but it's a lifetime therapy, and anybody in your family can use it. It's particularly important if you take, for instance, the Healy as a therapy. It has some learning programs. So if you have any children or grandchildren that are struggling with getting certified in whatever trade they might be pursuing, or in their college or their high school, or if they have ADHD, apparently these programs are really having wonderful success for people who have those challenges. Well, I've gone on with that sort of a second overview or preview of the Future of Medicine course, urging each and every one of you to please sign up for that. Again, that's what your monthly $10 a month of membership has been paying for. And I think you'll find that there's some exciting ideas that are covered there in the course. Exciting in the sense that, well, the medicine is being transformed, and the possibility of more and more people who are going to be able to succeed in their recovery is going to be really remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And I guess as a side note, I think I'll also say that obviously we make no claims about anything for any of these therapies other than what the research could actually support. But if you think about the problem of viruses that are very deadly, and certainly that's a problem for us right now, well, frequencies are the answer. And so if you can infuse the body with the frequencies that will strengthen the immune system, then the body will be able to address whatever challenges it has with an infusion of viral infections. So again, I'm excited about the future. That's why I created the course. It's called The Future of Medicine. So please do register for it. Again, it's free, doesn't cost a cent. And I think what you'll find is if you're discouraged about the options out there, I think you'll get really excited, as I have, that, wow, there really are some wonderful opportunities. And don't forget the fundamentals. So whatever you do, make sure in your recovery program that you have something that you are doing that addresses oxygen, that addresses the hydration, that addresses the ability for you to become mentally more aware and acute and alert. And finally, an approach that allows you to be able to infuse your body with the frequencies that are missing. Well, I'm checking back on our list of people who've called in. I don't see anybody who's raised their hand. It's a star two, as I've been sort of rambling on about with another second review of the Future of Medicine course, which, again, I've been spending 3 months on developing the content for that course for all of you. So it looks like we don't have anybody who'd like to be able to connect in and say, hello, what's up? You can always connect in with me by sending me an email or calling me. And I'm happy to be able to provide whatever support I can or whatever information you're looking for. The number here in Olympia, Washington is 360-789-1658. The email, of course, I'm sure, as you readily know, is my first name, Robert, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. So may you have a marvelous entry into spring. It's about time for winter to be concluded. Thank you so much for supporting the work of Parkinson's Recovery. Looks like we don't have anybody who'd like to be able to connect in and have a live conversation. We don't have any entries here in our chat room. So if you have follow-up needs or issues that need to be addressed or questions that need to be discussed, then please email me or call me. I am here for you. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly healed. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, that you indeed are journeying down the road to recovery in your own time, in your own way.